With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. AM radio is fighting for its survival, and some lawmakers are coming to the radio band's aid.
Politicians are trying to pass a federal law that requires AM radios to be included in every new car. They say it's critical to public safety, especially in more rural parts of the U.S. The proposed law, called the AM for Every Vehicle Act, was proposed in Congress last year, but in recent weeks, it's found a new wave of co-sponsors. Now, there are enough co-sponsors to pass the bill in the House, and the Senate only needs a few more sponsors as well. If passed, the Department of Transportation would require all new motor vehicles to have devices that can access AM broadcast stations. It applies to vehicles manufactured in the U.S., imported into the country, or shipped in interstate commerce. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. is trying to keep China from acquiring advanced computer chips and manufacturing equipment that could be used to boost its military. After conferring with officials in the Philippines today, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says her job is to protect the United States' most advanced technology.
My job is to protect the American people and to make sure that our most sophisticated technology, including semiconductor technology, artificial intelligence technology, that we have, that China doesn't have, that they can't access it and use it to enable the Chinese military.
Raimondo says she will protect the people of the U.S. by doing whatever it takes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti following a meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica to halt the country's violent crisis. Haiti has been racked by ongoing gang violence. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. As the immigration crisis at America's southern border continues to dominate presidential campaign dialogue, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the Biden administration is facing big challenges in 2024. McFarland notes he has no ill will toward President Biden and that he regularly prays for him.
But he made an oath before God to protect the U.S. Constitution from threats within and without. And so with all of these illegals, they must be deported. Christians say to me, oh, but Alex, let's just automatically give them amnesty and citizenship. No, the administration is to care for rights and the welfare of taxpaying American citizens. There is no constitutional precedent that we are to be the soup kitchen for the world.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Texas has blocked a new rule by the National Labor Relations Board that would have made it easier for millions of workers to form unions at big companies.
The rule, which was due to go into effect Monday, would have set new standards for determining when two companies should be considered, quote, joint employers in labor negotiations. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups sued in November to block the rule. U.S. District Court Judge J. Campbell Barker granted the plaintiff's motion for a summary judgment on Friday after concluding that the NLRB's new rule exceeds, quote, the bounds of the common law.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stock indexes held roughly in place ahead of a report on inflation that could show how realistic Wall Street's hopes for easier interest rates are. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Monday, coming off just its third losing week in the last 19. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.